Well, the first senior likely to go will be Shane Battier from Duke, the player of the year. I've talked to a couple teams, notably Atlanta, that wouldn't let him go past whenever they're picking. They'll probably pick somewhere between 6 and through 9. Then you've got probably either Jamal Tinsley, the point guard from Iowa State, or Lauren Woods, the center from Arizona. Those should be the three seniors who go somewhere in the lottery, which is the first 13 picks. After that, there's really no guarantee that there's a senior in the first round. There will be a couple more, but there's no guarantee. I mean, players like Brendan Haywood from North Carolina, some people like him, some people don't. Same with Georgia Tech's Alvin Jones. If Trenton Hassel from Austin Peay definitely stays in the draft because he could earn back his fourth year of eligibility, then he's a guy that could definitely go in the first round. And there are a couple guys in Phoenix who conceivably could be in the first round, although they weren't playing well. Ken Johnson from Ohio State, a shot blocker, but needed to do more offensively. Jeff Trepanier has really moved up, the high-flying guard from USC. And Rashad Phillips, the point guard from Detroit, definitely caught some of the scouts' eyes. So those could be some of the names that may pop late in the first round, but it may be the lowest number of seniors ever drafted in the first round.